Dungeons & Drimbus is rated R for rude language, rough violence, and raunchy humor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
I do declare, here's what happened previously on Dungeons and Drimbus. After a long, deceitful ride to the courthouse full of secret conversations, the gals finally get to chat with Michelle Crichton openly in her cell. She explains everything she was doing on the island, including the Saffron, a way to create the creatures she calls abominations. After reaffirming their commitment to Hagatha's cause, Haggy herself pays them a call. Despite some obvious panic and nagging doubts, the gals emerge, eager to carry out Hagatha's orders, which involves stealing documents from the court, killing those assigned to defense and jury selection, and ultimately, rigging Michelle's trial to fail. I do declare, Your Honor is back in session.
You wrap up your call with Hagatha and step out of the ladies' room in the court of the Northern Isles. It's late afternoon, and the courthouse is beginning to wind down for the day. You stand around by the cafe as you wait for Q to wrap up his work. The Penguin Kenku barista finishes tidying up his station, tosses a rag over his shoulder, and shouts, "Have a good night, everyone!"
Oh, thank you very much. You too. You have the best
good
night.
Good night.
All right.
Yeah.
See you around. And he waddles out. And the hall quiets down. Its modern minimalist interior begins to feel a lot more hollow, utilitarian. Eventually, you hear the clinking of plate armor as Q walks up to you and says, "Ready to go?"
Yeah, but I was just thinking, you know, some tapestries in this hallway would really just kind of lighten it up a bit, I think.
Yeah.
Make it a little less brutal.
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, just some nice... like some nice ornate weaving, yeah. You know.
I know the judge really likes the nice, you know, clean, simple space, but maybe like a nice monochrome carpet or something?
Yeah, you know, something a little more like welcoming, you know, to those that have to come in to deal with all of this.
You're right. This can be a kind of stressful experience for some people. Maybe
100%.
Maybe we could put little hearts on the walls.
Well, yeah. We don't want to be tacky either. Come on, like, you know.
Oh. Okay.
But good start.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, maybe we can bring it up to the judge.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see if maybe we can arrange some time to talk tomorrow. As far as heading out of here, I assume we're taking the Raptors. I normally hitch a ride with a buddy of mine, but I figured we wanted to ride together.
Oh, that would be absolutely lovely, and I think they would absolutely be willing to give us a little ride.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go.
Okay.
And you guys head out of the court. You walk down the hallways. You hear the reverberation of Q's clinking armor and your heels on the ground as you walk out. As Q opens the two front doors, he lets you guys out. And then you hear, "Good grief! What an early beast saw you!"
Oh dear. Oh my.
One of the raptors takes a quick step toward the Kenku, causing him to fall backwards into the snow.
Oh no, no, no.
The raptor almost seems to smile as it purrs.
Hey, hey now. Hey. No, no, no. That's not what we're gonna do right now.
The Kenku, like, scurries away. Just roll an animal handling check for me.
Uh-oh. Is the necklace not working anymore?
Yeah, roll it, but roll it with advantage.
All right, first one was an 18, and that's the number we're sticking with.
Okay, well, 18 is perfect. You go, no, 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 and he goes, it almost looks like when you shut a robot function off, that it, like, it just immediately, like, snaps out of it. You see its eyes are still trained on the Kenku as he backs up, and he goes, good grief. But the raptor just smiles, and you hear a little...
Sorry about that, pal. You know, they're still getting house trained.
What kind of beast is that?
Oh, you know, just your run-of-the-mill horse.
Yeah, it's
a mixed breed.
Well, there was a terrible accident. We were going with a wyvern on the Wyvern Airlines, and well, when we came back, we found one of our horses one of our mares had been having a special time with the wyvern, if you know what I'm saying. And then 9 months later, that's what popped out. Oh no! Oops.
So what are you gonna do?
He flicks his eyes back and forth between the two of you and goes, "Gross." And walks away.
Yeah. You have a wonderful night.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
You too.
Thanks.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, what are we going to do with these three?
I mean, can I ask you, do you guys mind if I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why are you lying about that? Like, what they are?
Well, Q...
Sometimes people get scared about what they don't understand, you know? And sometimes telling a little white lie about something so minuscule as where they came from or what they are doesn't necessarily matter to a stranger when they're just kind of passing through, you know?
Yeah.
I guess you're right. My honesty has gotten me into a couple of bad scrapes. I really don't like lying, you know?
No, of course. And Q, you know, I think that's a wonderful trait to have, how honest you are. Hey, keep it up. But every now and then, you know, and Bob is going to, like, look back at Jess. Every now and then, there are times where it, like she said, it just might be easier and safer. Because then God forbid that that fellow over there goes ahead and starts telling people, oh, you won't believe what I saw over by the courthouse, this crazy raptor-looking thing, you know what I mean? And then the word gets out, and then people get scared, and then you got a whole other lawsuit on your hands, and we're so busy as it is, you know?
I guess you're right. Maybe I can be better about that. It's just, it feels a little icky, you know?
It's all part of the process, Q.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any way we can try and keep them from, you know, hurting people? I'd really hate for one of my friends to get hurt.
Absolutely. I think with time, with some training, and with some good conditioning, I think they will be broken of their old habits that they might have picked up on that gosh darn island.
Ha! Yeah. All right. Well, ready to go?
And as he's saying that, he's facing you, so the raptors are behind him. And you see one of the raptors, like, very slowly creeping up over his shoulder, and it seems to lick its lips.
Yes, Jess.
Oh, yeah. I think that's it's absolutely time to mount up on these lovely creatures. Hi, girls. And I give them a little wave.
Q turns around to look at the raptors, and the one that was sneaking up on him like steps back and smiles.
And Jessica's going to go over to the one in the middle and just kind of pet its snout. Would you call it a snout?
Yeah, it's a snout.
Okay. I go over and I pet the snout. Aren't you just a clever girl, you clever girl.
The slitted eye just like turns to look at you very dramatically.
Oh my gosh.
Bob is going to walk over to Jess and whisper, make sure Q can't really hear. Maybe, I'll just let him know that food will be coming soon. And Bob is going to like wink, wink at Jess, hoping she knows what she's talking about.
Absolutely. Oh gosh, I am so sorry. I didn't even think about that. You know, you poor things haven't had something to eat. Don't you worry. We're going to get you something to gnash on real soon. And she just continues to pet and kind of stare into the slitted eyes of the raptor before her.
Yeah, as you mentioned the food, they all like turn to look at each other. They seem very pleased and slightly conniving as they chirp.
The perfect pair.
Oh, a pair? Did you say you had a pair?
Oh, well, you know, maybe Q has at...
Yeah. We have food at home. My roommate tends to have some fresh food if you need anything.
Okay.
My goodness, what a kind offer for you to make. So how about we mount up here and you kind of show us the way?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's do it.
Okay. You guys mount up and Q leads the way. You ride out under the setting sun, and the sky turns all shades of orange, purple, and pink as you look out over the rocky seaside cliffs of the Finger. It's a beautiful ride. Q leads you off the main path and takes an eastward trail further inland. You ride through the dead trees and the considerable blanket of snow on the ground. The raptors begin to slow their pace, and they seem to be breathing a little more heavily. After about an hour of riding, Barb, you suddenly go flying face first into a mound of snow.
Oh!
You look back and your raptor has collapsed onto the ground and lies on its side.
Oh my gosh, Barb, are you okay there?
Oh, I'm fine. What happened? Ow!
Jessica dismounts and goes over to Barb to help her up out of the snowbank.
Yeah. Oh. As soon as you dismount, Jess, your raptor like takes a seat, like it sits on its haunches.
Oh my gosh, our girls are so tired. Oh, jeez.
Is she gonna be okay? What just happened?
I don't know. Let's go over and see. Okay, and I'm gonna go ahead and get a closer look at the collapsed raptor.
Yeah, roll a medicine check for me.
Oh shit, it's a 21, 20 natural.
So Jess, you fully understand what has happened here immediately. You go up to Barb's raptor and you see that it is lying on its side. It's breathing heavily. It's like, and you look at its extremities, especially the tail and the raptor arms, and you see them trembling and shivering. And you piece together, based on what you know, that it is likely cold-blooded.
Shit.
And the temperature of this winter biome is beginning to take its toll. You get the feeling in its current state, it cannot bear a load. This raptor in particular, which... You look around at the others and you see they are all very tired. Like, it looks like they are suffering similar afflictions. This one just gave out a little faster, perhaps because Barb is made of metal and quite heavy.
Hey.
But this one looks like it probably can maybe stand up on its own and like walk, but hardly that.
Q, how far are we from your place?
Probably another half hour ride or so.
Okay, well, that's not gonna happen right now.
Oh,
all right, Jessica's gonna start to look around and see if she can find any wood.
Sure, roll and give me an investigation.
Okay, that's a good one to do, because I've got a nice +5, but it's a shame that I rolled such shit that time, because it's only a 9.
Ooh, okay. You managed to find lots of twigs and stuff like that on the
twigs?
Ground because... No.
Twigs?
No.
Oh God, I thought he was dead. I see all these twigs.
fuck, Jess. Calm down. Calm down.
Jessica, you take 1 point of morale damage as your guilty conscience haunts you.
No!
I should not be laughing.
No, God, it hurts.
No.
It hurts.
No,
I did
shouldn't.
Take that point of damage.
Michael takes a point of damage. So you manage to find lots of twigs and leaves and stuff on the ground, but the problem is the blanket of snow is so thick that all the ones that you manage to find are too damp to really use as kindling.
Okay. Jessica is going to use prestidigitation to create a small gust of wind to try to dry these twigs.
Huh. Give me an arcana roll. I'm going to say this is pretty difficult because it would have to be a very effective gust of wind. And it would have to be a warm one at that. So it's going to require a lot of concentration. So give me an arcana.
The arcana is an 18.
Okay. Describe this gust of wind for me.
Jessica, with the bundle of twigs in one hand, she starts waving two of her fingers in the air to create like a bit of a funnel as you see like bits of particles in the air start to gather around as she creates this funnel of air. And then she whips this funnel of air through the bunch of twigs to create a gust of wind to try to blow off as much of the moisture from the twigs as possible.
You do so, and it does seem to reduce the moisture significantly. There are still some wet twigs and stuff in there, but it seems that it was really quite effective. You would assume more so than an average spellcaster could accomplish.
Oh, you know, my use of prestidigitation is getting pretty good there. Okay, and Jessica's gonna take a look around to see if there's, like, a thinner section of snow that maybe she can try to, like, dig through to the ground on.
Yeah, the snow comes up to below your knees.
Oh, gosh.
It's probably just above your ankles. And so as you see, like, near the base of one of the dead trees, you see that the snow is a little bit thinner. It seems like maybe the branches have caught a lot of the snow that would have fallen here. And you get the feeling you could probably clear out a nice patch of ground there.
Jessica begins to do so.
Okay.
She starts clearing out the ground.
Bob is gonna help, Jess.
Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you so much. I think you, sorry, I didn't explain myself. I just leaped into action there. I'm gonna try to start a fire to get these guys nice and warm. They're cold-blooded, you know, so we gotta keep them a little toasty.
Yeah, of course.
I gotcha. And Q removes one of his pauldrons, the shoulder piece of his armor, and uses it as a scoop to help you.
Oh my gosh. Wow, thank you so much. Oh, wow.
And yeah, you clear away some ground.
And Jessica starts to arrange the twigs in the cleared bit of ground. And once again, she will cast prestidigitation to create a small campfire.
Okay. You snap your fingers and immediately a little catches and you start it's not the strongest fire. I wouldn't call it a bonfire.
Oh no.
But you have like a survivor man, like, oh my God, I have fire. And it's like this like little bundle of twigs that's burning, but it seems like a relatively healthy fire.
Thank goodness. And it's right near this dead tree. So if it goes up in a blaze, you know, hey, so be it. All right, girls. And I go over to the one that's like really, really tired. And I'm like, okay, Barb, could you give me a hand here and get her over to the fire?
Of course.
You help the blink raptor up and she goes, and yeah, she kind of like stumbles her way through the snow and then just collapses next to the fire.
Oh, okay, you got it. That's okay. Come on.
You're gonna be all right. And Jessica starts to kind of pet and rub the body of the raptor in an attempt both to comfort and also to warm the body of the raptor as well.
Roll a medicine check for me with advantage I'll give you since you've constructed the fire to see how well your treatment goes over.
Okay. With advantage, it's a 13. That first one was a natural fail, so that wasn't great.
So it takes close to an hour by the fire. You're constantly rubbing and like keeping warm. The fire continues to burn. You keep restocking it with kindling. And eventually you see she seems to be feeling better. She seems functional. You get the feeling that if she can bear a load, it's not going to be for incredibly long.
Hmm. Jess, how they looking? How they doing?
Well, they are not going to be able to
bear a load, so to speak.
Oh, that's, well, hey, so, I'll walk. I don't mind. I'll get my steps in, you know?
How far of a whack would it be?
I think he said like 30 more minutes or something.
Well, he said 30, but I assumed that might be not necessarily whacking.
Yeah, that was a 30-minute ride. It's not a terribly, I mean, you know, it's like a leisurely ride. We're not like ripping through the forest, so maybe an hour-ish?
Okay, that's not awful, but I wouldn't want to leave them defenseless in this state, you know?
Oh, well, I meant to, like, just walk alongside with them. Like, they still come with us.
All right, well, yeah. Ladies, are you up to walk? We'll get you somewhere nice and warm if you can do it for, like, an hour.
They just kind of stare at you and let out a little chuff.
Q, you don't think there's any kind of, like, wildlife around that we might be able to hunt to give them a little bit of an energy boost, do you?
Maybe. We do tend to run into things out in this forest every now and then.
Jessica will kind of, I guess, look for animal tracks.
Sure. Barb, do me a favor, roll a d10 for me.
Gods!
I don't like that. Why would you ask me? All right, well, that's a 7.
Great. Jessica?
Yeah?
Roll an investigation for me.
Okay, that's a 9.
Okay. You find areas where you're like, oh, this is definitely a track. But because it's still snowing constantly, it doesn't really lead anywhere. It's like muddy. Maybe you find a footprint or something that you think might lead to a footprint. Mm-hmm. But it just kind of gets lost in the flurry of the snow.
Lost in the sauce, as they say.
I suppose. Okay, well.
Well, maybe if we just start walking. Something might just show up. You know, I feel like we have a knack for just calling things to us sometimes, you know?
We tend to.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. But it happens.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Might as well. Okay. Well, all right, ladies. I know you're not feeling 100% right now, but I think, the best thing for you is to get you somewhere that you're going to be able to rest a little bit safer and a little bit easier and a little bit warmer. So let's get to it.
They push themselves up off their legs. They kind of shake their feathers out and then prepare to walk with you.
Come on, let me see you shake your tail feather.
Barb,
on,
now roll a d20 for me.
Come
on, let me see you shake your tail feather.
14.
Twist it. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, baby.
The raptors begin to shake their tail feathers and then, like, get tired and they stop.
Oh, wait, okay, don't use too much energy. I'm so sorry. I get all kind of carried away with my songs sometimes.
Damn.
What was that, Barb?
I said read a room.
No, what was your roll?
Oh, 14.
Okay.
I thought the 14 was for them to shake their tail feather. That was not. Okay. Oopsies.
Okay. You guys begin to walk through the forest, and although the Blink Raptors are definitely looking quite weak, they do not seem like they are in imminent danger at the moment.
I swear.
And every now and then you hear like the snapping of branches, and you think, maybe there's food over here. Nothing. And the raptors just, dude, they don't even seem interested. They're just kind of following you. They're like, let's just get where we're going. And then you hear a very significant rustle in one of the dead trees as you hear the snapping of branches.
Oh, shit.
And you hear something impact the snow.
Barb is going to turn towards the sound and pull out her short sword and point directly at it and carefully start walking over.
Yeah, you point directly at it. And in the snow, you see this tuft of fur and this kind of hunchback. It looks kind of canine, like a wolf maybe. And it seems to be stirring and recovering from the fall from the broken branch. And Barb, as you walk up to it, do you say anything?
Is it a person? Can it understand me?
It's going. Right now you just see the fur. It seems to have fallen and gotten covered in snow.
No, I wouldn't. I would kind of just start getting closer and get ready to, like, stab it.
You come closer and you see the fur stirring.
What the hell is that?
Eventually, you see the snow goes flying as it bursts out of the snow and you hear a
you see this creature with bloodshot eyes and rippling muscles, a wolf snout standing upright like a human. It snarls at you.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Is this a werewolf?
It is. Roll for initiative.
Ah, son of a biscuit eating.
Jacob, we don't have to do this right now. Come on.
We're halfway there.
Things were getting pretty fishy, all right. Like a halfling at a urinal. I was gonna have to stay on my toes.
Hey!
This is the Halftime Ad with Nikki B.
Sorry, guys. I was just staring into my wizard's phylactery skull dice. Could have sworn they were trying to tell me something. It's totally normal, all right? What, like you don't spend 16 hours a day staring into the endless abyss contained within your beautifully crafted dice? You don't have any? How many times we gotta tell you about only crits before you go buy some damn dice? You know what? I'm sick of telling you. I'll let this skeleton guy do it.
Hey, bitch! It's me, Gary with two R's! Other Gary told me that you keep not listening to him. Oh, what? You were expecting a cute little ad with ambiance and music? Ooh, you wanted a little Halloween music. Is that what you wanted? Well, no! We're tired of telling you this! How many times do we gotta tell you to go to onlycrits.com? We're giving you discount codes! Drimpus, you get 10% off! You think I get 10% off anything in Opula? No, I'm undead. I already lived. I already died. And I'm still paying bills at goddamn Opula. My son won't talk to me. I'm just trying to buy him a nice little present for Giftmas at the end of the year. But you won't go to onlycrits.com. Use that goddamn discount code and buy some pretty dice. What the hell is wrong with you? Do you know how hard it is for me to run this fucking pawn shop? Huh? What? The dice aren't enough for you? You don't like little skulls floating in your dice? Okay, what if we throw in a free adventure? Ooh, you got a cool little adventure to play for Halloween. Well, guess what? They already do that, and we've already been telling you about it. So please, just go to onlycrits.com. Use Alpha Code Trippers to get 10% off and buy some goddamn dice.
Hello?
Oh, hey! Welcome to Until Dawn Pod. How can I help you?
So quit your procrastinating and go to onlycrits.com and use code DRIMMIS to get 10% off your order.
The dice demand it.
The dice also want to demand that we thank our beautiful patrons.
Jerry McDonald's Case Loco Victoria Madrid Grand Meunier Alondo Lopez Ace Andrews Thomas Murphy Emerson Grave Regina Russell Morgan Holly Salty Adrian Bundy Sam Olivos Jordan Cobb The Unnamed Rope John Gillette Chloe G Con Air on DVD Emily Starr Stevie B. Keys Doubtful Guest Michael Richters Davis Wilton Diddy Dutrop Leaf Mouse Whale Woodball Kelly Wolf Brendan Bishop Bridge Punky Goat Twig Let's Joanna Westberger Stance It's Men, Kia, Queen, Aaron Adams, Nathan Mesner, Rue Thanatos. Why are you just standing there?
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Roll for initiative!
Oh, damn it.
Well, Jessica rolled a 7 for her initiative.
Oh, man. Bob rolled a 10.
Okay.
So, the werewolf roars and begins to charge at you, Barb. It seems to be salivating. Its eyes are bloodshot. This thing does not look healthy. The Blink Raptors are up first. The Blink Raptors see it. They look at each other. One of them begins to, like, run forward at it. It stumbles over itself.
Oh, no!
And the other two walk up to it, and they all just blink out.
Thank God. Keep yourself safe, ladies.
Q is up next, and he draws his heavy crossbow, and he goes, hey, sir, please relax. You better not!
And he's gonna... If you have any silver bolts, now's the time to use them.
I'm not gonna hurt this civilian. He hasn't done anything wrong yet, but please don't attack us. And so he says that, and he points his crossbow at the werewolf. Barb, you're up.
Well, damn it. Now, so we're not gonna attack it? That's what you're telling me?
Sir, if you hurt us, we'll have no choice.
Bob is, like, still holding, like, the sword out, just pointed directly at this thing. And Bob is gonna look at Jess, be like, in her eyes, just saying, like, what do we do? Do we go for it? Do we listen to the kid?
I mean... Jessica points a finger at Barbara and sends her a telepathic message very quickly to say, I mean, a werewolf on our side wouldn't be a terrible thing.
Yeah, but the... I mean, it looks messed up.
Maybe if we help it. I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well... Bob is gonna try and do, like, what you're supposed to do with, like, bears. And she's gonna stand, like, really high, tall. She's pretty tall. So she's gonna put her arms up in the air with a short sword. And she's just gonna, like... Sorry. That's what you get.
You want to roll an intimidation for me?
I guess so.
I hope you're charismatic.
Well, Bob got a 15.
Okay, roll it again.
Okay. Does it disappear?
Just tell me what the other number is.
A not natural 20.
Okay, Jess, you're up.
Of course.
Wow.
Okay. Jessica's gonna look up into the sky and look for a full moon real fast.
Yeah, so today is the third. You look up and it's not quite full just yet.
Then what the fuck is going on here?
Jess, we live in a magical world.
Jessica, not having a great understanding necessarily of werewolf lore of the world, having not come across many in her time, Jessica is gonna cast Minor Illusion, and she is going to aim for a thicker section of tree and brush. And behind that thick brush, she is going to try to use the perspective of it being behind the brush to try to, like, create, like, a sunrise.
Okay.
In an attempt to turn the werewolf back into its normal state. So, it is a cantrip for Minor Illusion, but I guess this is somewhat of a deception, so should I roll that? Or what would you like me to roll, John?
It's a major illusion. That is not... That's a major frickin'...
John will just tell me it doesn't work.
I will take into account your action and what is about to happen.
Okay.
You don't need to roll.
That's...
So, Q is pointing his crossbow going, you better don't! You better don't!
Oh no, she better don't.
Barb is just going, Brah!
And Jessica is trying to make a sunrise behind the werewolf. And you see its bloodshot eyes, its like slobbering mouth. It is confused. You see like the blink raptors have disappeared and it like kind of looks around for the blink raptors. It looks at Q, it goes, Barb starts screaming. It like just kind of like, like twitches its head back. Like, ah, oh, that was loud. And then it sees the fake sunrise behind there. It goes, fuck! Read a book! It looks like right at Jessica. It says, read a book! And it just storms off into the distance of the forest.
Sir, I'm terribly sorry. I'm not gonna pretend that I am proud of my ignorance.
It pisses in the snow as it stampedes away.
Okay, well, you have a nice night.
You see through the snow, a little gold coin gets, like, pelted at the wolf. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Bush Fairy. Oh. It's nice to, no. to see you again.
No response.
Okay, that's okay. Fine. That's just for us.
Okay.
Well...
I don't know. I really don't know what just happened. I don't know. I don't understand.
Q?
Yeah, yeah?
Is that a common occurrence in this area?
No.
Are there a lot of werewolves in a heavy werewolf population in this neck of your neighborhood?
No, but we do live, you know, kind of far out. So every now and then we run into some hooligans or, you know, the occasional wild creature.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, just wanted to make sure that it wasn't a neighbor, or maybe if your roommate had a secret.
A secret?
I don't think that didn't sound like my roommate.
Okay, well.
That's awesome.
I'm sure that we will cross paths with that gentleman. It sounded like a deeper voice, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Yeah, you know, you can't. Well, you know,
I mean, it was nude, so I suppose we could have gotten a close look at its genitalia. But then again, also genitalia doesn't necessarily dictate that either.
Exactly,
you know,
that.
Oh my gosh, we are just getting into such a quandary here with this. You know, let's just go with that werewolf. We probably will not necessarily run into that werewolf again, or maybe we will.
Oh, I hope we do. I think we got off on the wrong foot. I really did not anticipate that to go the way it did.
Neither did I.
Yeah. But hey! And Bob is going to look over at Q and put an arm around him. Good call. You know, good call.
Yeah. I know I'm just a reclaimer, and more often than not, I'm just grabbing people after the fact.
Hey.
But I always try and help people steer them off the wrong path. You know, I think it's never too late to get someone to, you know, make the right decision. He didn't commit a crime yet. I didn't want to hurt him.
No, you know, Q, you're not just nothing, okay? You're something. And you're pretty freaking, it's a good something, okay? And I...
Gee, thanks.
Yeah. And just remember that. Okay.
I
think we can actually learn a thing or two from you. Anyway, all right.
Well, shall we carry on? Oh, ladies, you can... The coast is clear, ladies.
They blink back in, shake their heads at you, and then blink back out.
Oh, the coast is not clear.
They blink back in, they nod their heads yes, and then blink back out.
Okay, the coast is clear. You just choose to remain blinked out. That's fine, as long as you're following along with us. You know, that's A-okay by me.
I have a question. I know we probably don't know a lot about it just yet, but I think at some point, maybe... I know they're, like, in between planes when they do that whole thing, but, like, can that potentially at some point maybe become, like, a form of travel, for example? You know,
that is a great question. I think it would involve a little bit of research.
Yeah, I just wanted to pose the question so that we kept it in mind, so that just in case if at any point we happen to meet, like, someone who, I guess, was just, like, an expert in that field, you know?
Yeah,
like, that is their field of study, that we can then be like, hey, suppose, and ask a question.
Suppose you blinked in and out of different planes of existence. Could you kind of, like, use that to transportation?
Yeah, you know.
Can you fold the fabric of a dimension so you can jump from one point to the other?
You know, I feel like
it's a
like
great
that,
question.
Thank you. Okay.
Well, we can ponder that marvelous query as we carry on. Q, care to lead the way once more?
Yeah, I think we're almost there, actually. Should be another 10, 15.
Fantastic.
Thank the Lord. Let's do it.
All right. And you continue trudging through the snow. As you get closer to Q's place, the snow becomes a little thicker. There are kind of less trees around here, so it seems like more snow has accumulated on the ground. And finally, after another 15 minutes or so, you arrive at a small log cabin in the woods.
Cabin in the woods, ooh.
The sky cabin is a deep shade woods, of blue, yeah, as the last bits of light are fading away, nearly leaving you in darkness. The faint glow of lantern light shines through the windows. Well, we're here.
Home sweet home.
Oh my gosh, Q, it is just absolutely lovely.
Gee, thanks. Are the ladies still with us?
Oh, ladies.
And they seem to be a lot healthier.
You see, there's something about it. I don't fully understand it, but I feel like they did, you know, I don't know.
Did being in that other plane help your health?
I'm taking that as a yes.
Okay, I'm gonna take that as a yes.
Yeah.
My goodness,
you
wow.
See, okay, we've got some science to do at some point, not today.
We sure do. We've got some reading to, we need to, you know, does this town have a library, Q? We could really go for a nice research session.
I mean, closer to the courthouse, sure. Not, we're not really in a town. It's just our cabin out
sure,
here.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
I sorry.
No,
I,
yeah.
I just kind of associate your cabin with where we kind of generally.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Sorry. Let's get in out of the cold. Come on.
Oh, please. Yes, I am freezing.
Oh, yeah. Come on in.
And he opens the door for you. The interior of the cabin seems like a quaint and rather lovely home.
Huh.
It's small, but not cramped. Warm, but pleasantly so. A bearskin rug is sprawled out in the center of the living space with a coffee table atop it. Against the back wall is a couch with a blanket laid out over it. To your left, you see a small hearth which makes up the centerpiece of a corner kitchen with a few cabinets and tabletops in the southwest corner. In the northwest corner, you see a door that presumably leads into a rather ample walk-in pantry. To your right is a door that seems to lead to a bedroom. And Q goes, "Hey, Mrs. Muffin, we're home."
Oh.
And you see from the door on the right that you presume leads to a bedroom, this big orc woman, very, very busty.
Oh, yes.
Large, round belly, a couple of chins, and very tall, and you get the feeling very strong and muscular. In this very, it's kind of like a maid's outfit, but not really. Like, you know what? Like a gingham gown, kind of like a...
Sure.
This is the most specific reference, but in the producer's movie, when Nathan Lane is having the flashback, and he goes, "Alvy! Alvy!"
Yes.
That outfit, basically.
Okay. Yes. I know exactly what you mean.
Yes. So in that outfit,
wow,
with like a little white half apron, comes out and goes,
"Oh, come on in, dearies. Q, you brought some friends. Hello.
Hello. A pleasure to meet you. Miss Muffin, was it?
Mrs. Muffin,
Mrs.
darling.
Muffin, I must say, a lovely little home you have here. Where'd you get this stuff? Ikea? Is it Ikea? I love that place.
Yeah. I love Ikea. The craftsmanship is really quite incredible.
And it's a great way to save some money, you know? Awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's very affordable.
Very nice. A pleasure to make your acquaintance. Thank you so much for letting me and my friend Jess here stay. It's so kind
of you.
Hi
there. It's a pleasure to meet you as well.
Hi, Jess. And she turns to Q and she goes, "Q, you guests?"
Yeah. These are my friends, Jess and Barb. And
They're working on a really important case. They're actually from out of town, right? You guys said you were from out of town.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they've really done a lot for me, and we have some work to do tomorrow, and I offered to let them crash on the couch.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Did I speak too soon? I'm sorry. I didn't realize. If it's too much, please, we can go.
Dearie, don't mention it, dearie. It's quite fine.
Okay.
Please make yourselves at home.
And at this point, one of the Blink Raptors barges into the house, and Mrs. Muffin goes, "Oh, dear! What is this?"
I am so sorry about that. Ladies, I was gonna bring you in just a second if you would give us a moment to introduce ourselves. Golly gee.
And Jessica, did she notice if there was, it's just the cottage, right? There's not like a barn or anything, or?
You don't see any barn.
Okay. Well, we've got some, we've got some pals here with us as well. They need to be kept warm. They're not used to the cold. So if you don't mind putting them up as well with us, I'm terribly sorry. We should've.
Oh dear. Are they house trained?
Yeah. Kind of.
For the most part, I'd say yeah.
All right. Well,
I'll make sure to take them for a quick one before they settle in for the night.
Sure. Well, please just be careful with the home. It's quite the trek out to IKEA. Should we need any repairs? So I'd rather not have to make it.
Oh, I know. Gosh, sometimes those IKEAs can be so far away from where one lives.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, I remember me and Frank going once. And golly gee, we were lucky to make it out of there still a couple, if you know what I'm saying. Gosh.
Oh, and not to mention lugging it back. If you don't have a cart, well, you know, all those boxes, separate pieces.
Oh, yeah.
It's really quite
Yeah, you know, eventually we just kind of started buying some stuff secondhand at garage sales. That was a nice eclectic.
I am a big fan of reusing. You know, we only have one continent.
Absolutely. Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Absolutely, yes. Well, now that you're, it's getting rather late, but perhaps I could. Are you hungry? Q, I left some stew on the pot for you. I could make a little more.
Oh.
If you're especially hungry, if not, there should be enough to share. Can I offer you any tea? Perhaps some hot cocoa?
Oh my goodness, that is so absolutely generous of you. And you know, that would be lovely. Thank you so much.
Oh, certainly. So what's your preference?
Oh, I'll take a cup of tea over the cocoa for myself. Thank you so much.
Very well. Jess, was it?
Yeah, Jessica. Right. Jessica Felcher.
Oh, no. The Jessica Felcher?
The one and only.
Oh!
At least that I've met anyway.
Let me get up the good china. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm a big fan.
Oh, thank you so much. And Jessica turns to Barbara and goes, Cal did as soon as I walked in the door. My target audience right here.
Oh my gosh.
She goes, oh, I've read all your books many times over.
Oh my goodness, that is so generous. Thank you so much.
I heard through the rumor mill that they are adapting Pocketful of Dead Fish to the stage.
Yeah, I can confirm that rumor. Wink, wink.
Oh, Lord, time to start saving for a trip out to Opula.
Absolutely. I mean, we're going to start perhaps with an out-of-town tryout, and then we will absolutely be mounting a full production
So, Jessica, actually, here's a little question. Jessica, when was the last time you spoke with your publicist?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
considering all the things that have been going on.
Not lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To my understanding, your publicist had your address in East Orgea. And you guys would normally communicate through mail, right? Because not everyone has the mirrors.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to your last understanding, yes, they were shopping around for an adaptation to stage Pocket Full of Deadfish.
Yeah, so at least that's the last I heard. I've been on a bit of a sabbatical from my kind of team, so to speak. But, you know, I'm sure that they are continuing forward as best they can. There might be a couple decisions that I need to make when I get back, but... yeah, I'm very excited, and I'll if you could get yourself out there, I'll make sure that there's a ticket for you at the...
Oh, very kind of you.
Oh, of course, Mrs. Muffin.
Barbara, tea, stew?
Oh, I'll just have a cup of tea, if you don't mind. Thank you so much.
Right. Q, I know you're always hungry when you come home from work, and Jess, are you hungry?
Oh, I would absolutely love some stew. Thank you so much.
All right, coming right up.
And you see Mrs. Muffin kind of walks over. She has that big, like, I don't know how to describe it, like the classic, like, video game, like, big orc, like, gait that is almost like a waddle. You know, ordinarily... in a video game, like, you would look at Mrs. Muffin and you'd be like, oh, man, she's about to rock my shit.
I'm sorry. In, like, what way did you mean that? Like, in what?
In, like, she's going to beat the shit out of me as, like, a boss
fight. Okay, cool.
Oh, okay. I was my mind went to, like, there's going to be a broken bed frame sort of rock your world.
That is exactly what I thought, too.
Well...
and listen.
Honestly, it could go either way.
That's fair. When we first walked in, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, Barb would want to die by her thighs, probably.
But Mrs. Muffin, the MILF of the season.
There you go. You gotta have one.
Mrs. Milfin.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, it could go either way, right? But
anyway.
Yeah, so she what I mean is she has like a big, powerful, hefty gait.
Yeah. The best.
Yeah, I saw it out front. My goodness, is that wrought iron out there?
Fuck you. But she rocks it with kindness. It's a very loving, heavy step.
Very maternal.
Yeah. And she walks over to that southwest corner of the home with the little kitchen. The hearth is lit and she begins pouring stuff out. You get the feeling this is going to take a few minutes. And Q goes, well, yeah, just feel free to settle in. And the raptors all immediately kind of sprawl out on the bear rug.
Nice.
And, Mrs. Muffin, sorry to trouble you. Would there perhaps be enough stew perhaps for our fine steeds here? Jessica kind of references to the raptors. If they could perhaps have a bowl or...
I don't think we have enough for the raptors in terms of stew, but I do have this fresh cut meat.
And she grabs a couple of steaks that are in butcher's paper.
Huh. Oh my gosh, Mrs. Muffin, that would be perfect. Thank you.
Oh yes, here you go, dearies.
And she throws the steaks into the air, like with really good precision. They kind of flop up, and you see the blink raptors blink and then blink back in, like in the air, as they grab onto the steaks, blink out, and then blink back, like already nestled back on the rug, chewing on the steaks.
Oh, aren't they just the sweetest things?
Oh my, very, vicious.
Well, in some ways, yes. In other ways, they can be very docile.
Viciously loving.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Well, Jess, here you are. And she hands you a stew.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Q, I put a little extra protein in there for you. I know you had a long, long day. And
then she brings over some tea and she goes, for Barbara and for Jessica.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Oh, gosh.
Well, can I do anything else for you before I turn in for the night? Anything to make you more comfortable?
Oh, Mrs. Muffin, you have already done so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, if you need anything, I'll be in my room.
And she walks over to the door, opens it,
and says, good night, dears.
Good night.
Oh, good night.
And she closes the door and gets into it.
Q?
Yeah?
I have a question for you.
Yeah?
I don't mean to intrude. And, you know, everyone is different. Everyone's relationship is their own.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you sleep?
Oh, my room's right over here.
Okay.
And he walks over to what you thought was a walk-in pantry, and he slides the door open, and you see this little, like closet that has just enough room for a bed and a nightstand.
Nice spot, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I'd offer to let you stay in my room. Or you can have my bed if you guys want. But the couch pulls out.
No, that's fine, Q. The couch is more than okay.
That is more than generous. Please.
You sure? I want you guys to be comfortable. You've done so much for me.
Q, don't even worry about it. The couch is perfect, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, stew's pretty good, huh?
Like, he walked you guys over, but he's still eating the stew. He's like,
Oh, yes, the stew is lovely. I think there's a bit of I think she might have used a bit of cinnamon to give it an interesting kind of profile, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, Mrs. Muffin's a great cook.
How did you meet Mrs. Muffin, Q?
How did we meet? Well, when I decided to move out to become a reclaimer, I kind of needed a place to stay, and I actually ran into Mrs. Muffin near the courthouse, in the cafe, actually. We got to talking. She seemed like a really nice lady, and she mentioned she had a vacancy that she was looking to fill, and, well, I really needed a place to stay, so she gave me a pretty good deal.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what is she? Does she work? Does she do anything? Is she, like, a stay-at-home?
Yeah, well, it's a pretty self-sustaining place, but she sells gross... She's kind of like a hunter-ish type thing.
Oh, wow.
More of a butcher.
Oh, wow. Good for her. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's why she lives out here in the woods. You know, it's a little easier to probably find some game.
Sure.
She's a great cook, too. Every now and then we'll do bake sales. Or,
oh, that's so sweet.
She crochets.
Wow. Quite the woman.
Yeah, pretty interesting woman, huh?
Definitely. And by chance, what was she doing at the courthouse the day you met her?
I think she... What was she doing? I remember she had some business there. I think she was paying some fines or something like that.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. And is there a Mr. Muffin that you know of? I know with the misses and everything, it's you know.
She doesn't really talk about that very much. Definitely not since I've known her, at the very least.
Okay. Sure. Sorry for all the questions. I was just curious, you know.
No,
we're
no
staying
worries.
Under her roof, and I just want to, you know.
Oh, of course. I totally get it. Yeah, I trust her completely.
Okay, cool. Great. Awesome. Okay. What time do you got to be up tomorrow, Q?
Oh, boy. Well, it kind of depends, right? Because I was previously assigned to to guard Los Marineros, but I spoke with the judge. I mentioned that we brought in Michelle, and so I've kind of been given leave to assist in the processing of that so we can get something filed as soon as possible. You know, the judge, he doesn't really like to hold on to people without a proper cause. So I think I'm free to help you guys out tomorrow as much as we can.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you, Q.
Excellent.
Appreciate that. Okay.
Yeah. Can I get you guys anything else?
Oh, gosh. No, I'm more than okay. Maybe just like, well, I guess we got, oh, there are pillows here. Never mind. I'm okay. Jess?
Oh, yeah, here. I'm so sorry. There are pillows there, and there's that quilt. But here, you can take my blanket, so you guys don't have to share.
Oh!
And he grabs his blanket and he hands it to you.
Oh, okay, cute. That's so generous. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
It gets kind of warm in my room anyways.
Oh, sure. I'm sure. Right next to the kitchen, and it's, oh.
Yeah,
for sure. Of course.
All right. Well, would you like me to wake you guys up tomorrow, or?
I tend to get an early start, but, you know, if I am still asleep, you absolutely wake me
up.
Sure.
Yeah, what Jess said. All right. Yeah.
Cool. Well, good night then. If you guys need anything, you know where I am.
Thank you. Good night and pleasant dreams.
Sweet dreams.
Thanks.
Bye.
You too. I love dreams. They're so nice.
Aren't they the best?
When you got them, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm pretty beat, so good night.
Good night.
Good night.
And he slides the little, like, it's one of those folding, like, closet doors. He just kind of slides it shut. And you can hear him get into bed. Well, you can hear him take his armor off and then get into bed.
Sure.
This has been Your Honor. Your Honor features the vocal talents of Michael Pisani as Jessica Feltra and Amanda Fernandez Acosta as Barbara. The rest of the world is voiced by your DM, Giancarlo Herrera. This episode was edited and sound designed by Giancarlo Herrera. If you'd like to support the show, consider checking out the links in the show notes or go to patreon.com/drimbus. Our patrons get access to exclusive perks like our After the Show show after the Drimbus, free exclusive merch, bonus series, and the chance to create items for the show or have NPCs named after you. Oh, and don't forget to tweet using hashtag Drimbus to be entered to win a free Dungeons & Drimbus sticker. Thank you so much for listening, and I do declare, I'll see you all next week.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the alley, the scent is stronger, overpowering. As I watch, the overhead lamps flicker and wink out one by one. God damn it. No. The girl appears briefly under the last streetlight, the headphones snug against her ears, the Walkman clasped to her hip. She's oblivious as she walks, lost in her own world.
Hey, stop! I need to talk to you!
Then she's swallowed up by the darkness again.
Helen! Wait a second!
It strikes her in the gloom so fast she barely has time to scream. She falls into the edge of the lamplight and lies there, bleeding, motionless. The man's skin is scaly, flaking, and there are patches of soot on his cheeks. He stares at me with eyes like midnight. Eyes that are devoid of remorse, devoid of humanity. He's one of them. I turn and run, and I don't look back.
The Road of Shadows, a new mystery and suspense audio drama by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Listen now at theroadofshadows.com.